The West Australian Government is extremely cognizant of the fact that we have had a skill shortage for the last decade or so, and we are determined that that will not occur again, particularly with the advent, the introduction of a number of new projects that are going to come on stream over the next 12 months to 5, 10 years. So what we need to do is to have a productive, measured response in terms of where we go for our training needs of Western Australia. As a result of that, the government has been very, very proactive. What we've done is established a dedicated Department of Training and Workforce Development, and that department became operational last Friday. I'm delighted with that. It shows the commitment of the Liberal National Government in terms of meeting the training, the skilled needs of Western Australia in the next for the next decade and beyond. As well as that, what we've got to do is to ensure that we are cognizant of the needs of Australia, national needs of Australia, because of the extremities or the such projects as Gorgon and a raft of other projects right across Western Australia that are going to make great benefit for the whole of the nation. What we have to do is to meet those needs through a skilled workforce. So we have a new department. We've had a number of proactive steps in terms of the establishment of 10 training councils and a raft of other initiatives that show our commitment toward training. In addition to that, today I'm able to announce that the Building Construction Industry Training Fund has increased the number of subsidies for apprentices in the construction industry. That means there'll be another $2,000 to take on an apprentice for an apprentice. In addition to that, those in the south of the state will receive an additional $2,000, in the north of the state an additional $3,000 per apprentice. As well as that, the measure for a mature age apprentice will reduce from 30 years of age to 21 years of age, and they will receive an additional $3,000 per apprentice. So it's a very, very positive step forward. I congratulate and commend the BCITF for providing this availability for the construction industry. And I will say that what I'll be doing and what my department will be doing over the next months ahead will be engaging with other areas of industry to see if they can provide similar incentives for taking on apprentices. Now, if you've got a training program, a training sector that is literally going to meet the needs of industry, which is exactly what training is all about, we must engage with industry. We must ensure that we have programs that are relevant and flexible to meet the needs of industry. And that's exactly what the new Department of Training and Workforce Development is all about. That is, providing a seamless transition from the training sector into the workforce.
So what programs have you got in the pipeline to ensure that there isn't going to be that?
Sure. Look, there have been a number of initiatives already over the last 12 months. We've provided close to $50 million to provide assistance for those that have been affected by the downturn, encourage those that are unemployed to take up a training pathway. Sorry, I just might... No worries. That's right. I'll recap that one.
This is just for building, is it? It's not for any other...
No, this is a workforce development plan. It's for...
The subsidies?
For the building and construction industry. Okay. Do you want to go for that question again?
So what kind of programs have you got in the pipeline?
Look, what we've done over the last 12 months is to be very, very proactive. Number one, of course, the establishment of a dedicated Department of Training and Workforce Development. The announcement today with regard to the plan, the establishment of a workforce development plan, again, shows the priority that the government has given to in terms of establishing a skilled workforce. In addition to that, we've provided almost $50 million to assist those that are unemployed or assist those that are untrained to become trained, upskilled, and ensure that we do have a productive, skilled workforce. In addition to that, we've also provided for 10 industry training councils, which are the voice. They are the ears and the voice of industry, and they'll provide initiatives and they'll provide incentives. They'll provide advice to the government in terms of how we can improve and increase our skilled workforce.
So how many apprentices have been laid off in the current economic climate?
Look, in terms of the number of apprentices laid off, it's hard to ascertain in terms of specific numbers. You've got around 2,500 at the moment in terms of apprentices that That have been laid off, but they haven't been laid off necessarily as a result of the economic downturn. A significant, in fact, the majority of these apprentices have decided against taking up an apprenticeship for a whole host of reasons. And I've got to say, that number does not differentiate too much from years past.
Will these changes, though, have an impact on the number of apprentices?
Absolutely. Look, I think having engaged with industry right across the length and breadth of the state, industry is delighted with the establishment of the new department. They're delighted with the announcement today in terms of a workforce development plan that provides a vision for where we're going in terms of training. What industry are saying to us is that we will work with you as a government, we'll work with you, we'll provide opportunities for workers to come on to take up apprenticeships, and what they need is to ensure that they can see that government is basically supporting them, and that's exactly what we're doing by establishing a new department and having a new workforce development plan.
Does something need to be done as well to encourage people to take up apprenticeships? Rather than just encourage employees to take
Absolutely. Look, one of the biggest problems that Western Australia has faced over decades, over generations, is the fact that apprenticeships have not been necessarily seen as a viable alternative. What we are saying as a government is we're saying, if you want to take up an apprenticeship, you want to move into a trade or into any of the other vast array of different apprenticeships, you need to understand that that is a treasured possession that provides for you a valuable pathway in life that is equally as significant as anything that goes through university.
Queensland government's been very proactive in mandating a quota
yep.
of training places on
yep.
major projects. Is that something you're looking
to do? No, look, again, those sorts of issues in terms of quotas will come through with the workforce development plan. It has been discussed with me, it has been articulated to me, and we will do everything we possibly can as a government to ensure that we do meet the training needs of industry. That is, training meets the needs of industry. If we don't do that, there is no point having having a dedicated department of training. We understand that. That's why we have created this new department, and I can guarantee you we will meet the needs of industry.
What was the effect of the last resources boom on skills?
What happened as a result of the last resources boom is we saw exactly what the problem is if you're not adequately prepared. That is, you have virtually a whole cohort of a generation that will go up north to the eastern goldfields or even to the south and seek the easy dollar. And then what happens, of course, when the bubble bursts is they find themselves unemployed, unskilled and virtually unemployable. Now, what we're saying and what we have continued to say over and over the last 12 months and have reinforced with this new department and the new workforce development plan is we are saying, come to us. Come to us. We'll provide an avenue for you to become skilled and provide for you a meaningful, valued pathway, career pathway in life.
What about for projects that are opening up in remote areas?
Yep.
Would there be any sort of program in place for Indigenous communities so Aborigines can build up their
sure.
skills there?
The government's been very proactive in terms of Aboriginal training, and I've got to say it's my top priority. Now, I announced the Training Together, Working Together initiative some 3 months ago, and that is to ensure that we engage with all areas of industry, with all communities and with all government departments to ensure that we have a cohesive and productive plan for Aboriginal training. Now, I've been started on a series of consultation workshops right across the state with Keith Spence and Sue Gordon on the board of Training Together, Working Together. That plan will be forthcoming. It will be announced by March of next year to ensure that all Western Australians, including Aboriginal people, are provided with an avenue into training.